This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
As we move into the 11 o'clock hour, here's Football Sunday on WEEI. Christian Arkin, Teddy, Shimetime, Mego here with you until 1 o'clock. Patriots take on the Dolphins at Gillette at 4:25. You're already on your way down there to start tailgating. Good on you. Stay warm. Keep the circulation going. Wear layers is what I would recommend. But right now, it's time for Chris Shime to take it away with the final regular season edition of They Said It.
One, two, three.
It's time for...
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
I just hope we can win a game.
But they are who we thought they were.
They said it.
And we let them off the hook.
Football Sunday edition.
36 counter naked waggle.
I'm just going to say
WEEI.
All righty, everyone. Welcome into They Said It here on WEEI Football Sunday. Let's begin with some audio from my guy and your guy, Drake May. He spoke this week. We've talked about the Stephon Diggs, Christian Barmore situations. We talked about the response from Mike Vrabel, the statements from the team. Well, let's hear Drake May talk about Stephon Diggs and Christian Barmore this week.
You know them very well, much better than us. Can you just shed some light onto who they are as people, Christian and Stephon?
Yeah, Steph, man. He means a lot to this team. He's breaking the huddle down before practice today. He's chirping at me on the sideline to give him the rock. He's pumping up the young guys when they make big plays. He's blocking downfield. He gives off the persona of one of those guys that you just want to be teammates with. And I think that's one of the best things about him that I've kind of learned is how awesome it is to be his teammate and be there with him. And B-More just, I love talking crap with B-More. He's passionate about football, passionate about the game. He's one of those guys in the locker room that you want to have rushing the passer. He loves quarterbacks too, especially his own, but he loves getting after him. But really, I think those guys, personally, I think they just care about one another. They care about each other and they care about this football team. That's the biggest thing.
I thought it was interesting the way Drake May talked about Stephon Diggs and the way Drake May talked about Christian Barmore. He loves Stephon Diggs. He loves Stephon Diggs. And Christian Barmore, he's like, yeah, he's a good teammate. Really likes quarterbacks. I think he likes to get after the quarterback. But I
love passion. A lot of passion.
Yeah, I love Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is the best. So I thought that was of note this week. It felt very similar to the Patriots statements in a way.
I'd agree with that. I think overall, Drake did a pretty good job handling that question. Could have gone sideways. I thought he demonstrated like a good understanding of the seriousness of the situation while trying to talk about it from the perspective of being a teammate. You disagree, Ted?
No, I'm just as amazed at his overall disposition when it comes to answering questions, giving interviews. you know, he talks like he's been in the league for 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he handled it with a level of grace and composure. Where
that was my reaction.
I think about other young quarterbacks who have come through and how, or that we see around the league, and how they would handle a question like that, knowing how much weight is on the news side of the off-field allegations. And I thought he did just about as good of a job as he could. And he was that's not an easy press conference for him to hold.
I would be fascinated to see how Mike. I'd love to know all of Mike's methodologies. Mike, if you want to, you know, hit me up and let me know how you're doing all these things. Like, just does he address, because we would get addressed on the media every day from Bill. Like, and he had a name for him that, you know, that he'd like to call the media. And
my cute little buddies.
Yeah, my friends, our buds. Yeah, just if you have an injury, please tell them anything they want to know. But it's daily. I mean, part of you is like, just to hear another Bill Belichick meeting today would just send me over, because it was the same stuff, it was the same messages, and it was always about keep your mouth shut to the media. I wonder if these guys have any guidance from Mike. Does he do it on a daily basis? Does he make? I mean, Bill would use guys from. I remember he used a Nomar injury, wrist injury that he got. As an example of why we don't talk about injuries. Like, does Mike go over the top to make examples of why we don't, why players shouldn't talk about that? Or do they just instinctively know not to talk about it? I'd be curious about that.
I would think it sounded like Barmore got coached on what to say.
Yeah.
And I think Diggs probably did too, if I had to guess, but he's been in the league longer, and he's probably a little bit better with talking.
Players reacting to the Barmore story, not Barmore himself, but. Because I'm sure Stacy talked to Barmore.
Because there was definitely coaching there. I don't know. Rest of the team, who knows? But I mean,
was just like, yeah, we're on to Miami. Yeah. We're dealing with Miami.
Yeah.
We're on to Miami. Because I think he is. I think it also speaks to the players. And I think a part of Vrabel's general philosophy outside of this situation is like, don't tell them too much, but just be yourself. Like, to me, that's what it feels like. It's like, hey, I want you to be you, but just don't go like spouting all the, you know, state secrets out there.
The words that he's used time and time again and that we've heard from the players is speak for yourself.
Yeah. Right.
And that's kind of how Drake handled that, was here's my relationship with Steph, what it's like being with him. And then when it came to Barmore, like, hey, this is what my relationship like is with Barmore. And that's really all he could speak on. And I think it's a good kind of like North Star for coming off as authentic, but also being seemingly a little bit open with the media.
What do you guys think of
press conference?
This team? Sorry, Megan, I just stepped on you.
All
there.
Good.
I apologize. What do you think of this team as far as personality wise? Do you think you get good interviews? Do you think guys give you more than maybe players did in the past when it was run by a different coach?
Oh, yeah. You definitely get more out of some players than you would have in the past. 100%. I don't think you get, like, you're not, you know, this isn't some buddy-buddy interview, but you are.
It'll never be that again.
No. But
it used to be that way in my era.
Yeah, but I think you're definitely right. I think you're getting much more. Like, I don't think Stephon Diggs wouldn't talk as much as he has this season if it was Bill Belichick in charge.
There's no culture of fear. Right? You know what I mean? Like, guys aren't walking around on eggshells like that. We've been talking about this since week one, really. I mean, there's no fear that if I say the wrong thing
I don't think the fear comes from the coaching staff. I think the fear comes from, what do I have to gain from this, and what do I have stand to lose or look like? And I think that it's a case-by-case basis. Talking to guys in the locker room, like, there's always going to be certain guys who go, I just don't have that much to gain through talking to traditional media.
True, yeah.
Like, what I can put stuff out on my own, and I can put stuff out through my own podcast or social media channels, or talking to other former athletes who maybe I feel like, speaking as a player, get it more than these media people.
Yep.
Like, so I would say
content for them too.
Case by case. I think there's certain guys who are like very open and very transparent, and they usually win the media good guy of the year award. it was just Garrett Bradbury.
They wouldn't have talked with Bill either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those people, if they choose that, then that's fine. But like, for people who have more of a personality, want to be a little bit more themselves, they're allowed to do that.
The example for me is like Pop Douglas. We talk to him on the Greg Hill Show every other Friday, and like, he is a joy to talk to. He is always positive. He's just a super genuine guy. And even following that not getting to the sticks, was at the
first game of the season.
Yeah. And
his answer was terrible.
Yeah, he said to us, he's like, I'm not going to let other people steal my joy. And I think I think under Bill, like, you don't get that from him. I don't even know if we talk to him if Bill's here.
Bill's the extreme. Bill's the extreme. Like, yeah, but is there still going to be, like, is it hunky-dory all the time? And does everyone want to talk to the media? I think there's also a level of guys. What's different to me, Ted, about this locker room is that in the past, you had guys who were coming up towards the end of their career, and some of those guys are thinking about maybe they'll go into media, maybe they'll go work, you know, for ESPN or CBS or whatever. And so there's a little bit more of a idea about, like, hey, how does this work? This locker room is so much younger for the most part. You have a couple free agents who are on the older side, but maybe not even necessarily the types thinking about that. And so I think it's more just like, hey, this is about football. Like, I know you have a job to do, respectfully, but we're also not giving up the secrets, you know?
It's kind of a nice little in the middle. They're not like it used to be. They give you more than what they would under the Belichick regime, but they're not, you know, the extreme on the other side either. So they're kind of somewhere in the middle.
Well, we heard from Drake May. Now it's time to hear someone talk about Drake May, because Cam Newton's at it again. He is here to just rage bait me and Patriots fans alike, because now he's calling Drake May a game manager. Here's Cam Newton.
Game manager. When we're talking about the descriptions of tier one, tier two, tier three, Drake May is well and capable, has all the upside and skill set. But last year, under his player's status, a head coach was fired. That's not to say, oh, man, you can't say that. That wasn't all Drake May. He was a young quarterback. But does Gerard Mayo have a job right now?
No, he's out of a job.
Offensive coordinator was Alex Van Pelt. Is he an offensive coordinator anywhere in this league?
Not a coordinator.
Thank you. Now insert Mike Vrabel. Now insert a dynamic play caller in Josh McDaniels. The system is right. So I can't just sit up here and say Drake May is a game changer right now, because we've only had one season of dynamic play.
Well, Cam, you only really had one.
Brother, let's not go there.
You wasn't even like that. Insert the gif of Cam Newton in a Super Bowl.
I understand that, and they will not understand this. What I'm telling you is the truth. The person that's delivering the truth, you may not like. But to answer your question, Drake May is a game manager.
Ted, I ask you simply, is Drake May a game manager?
He is. I mean, he can't be what he needs to be, but he's so much more than a game manager.
It
goes back to that 71 completion percentage at 8.9. He's a gunslinger, but when he needs to be a game manager, he can be that one. But he's really so much more than that. And look, I think, you know, souped up game managers are very valuable. They are. But please, to say that he's a game manager, that is an insult to Drake May's game.
I'm sorry, Chime. It's so annoying.
What?
You called it rage bait. Like, I'm not a Patriots fan. It's annoying to listen to. There's, like, not a way. Because Alex Van Pelt got fired and Gerard Mayo got fired. That makes him a game manager. Logically, it doesn't even follow.
Nope.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
He was in a terrible situation last year. Everybody talked about it to the extent when they drafted the quarterback, when they brought him in, like, oh, we can't even play him because the situation around him is so bad. Like, if anything, you can just say, wow, maybe he's just such a benefit of them actually investing in the program this year. But the game manager thing, like, it sounds like it doesn't even
watch,
like, it's not even the definition of what he's doing. It's just annoying because it's rage bait, and
it
we're giving attention to it, and it's just not even substantial.
It's just funny coming from a guy whose MVP season had worse stats than Drake May's current
season.
True, yeah. Like, he barely had more rushing yards. I think he had like 200 more rushing yards. He had more rushing touchdowns because he had 10, but that's because Cam Newton was a tank and Drake May is not built like that. That's just not who Drake May is. But Drake May's passing stats, all of them, except for passing touchdowns, was better than Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Less interceptions, more yards per attempt, more higher completion percentage, you name it.
I bet you if he fumbles in the Super Bowl, he'll jump on that ball, too.
Oh, you damn
question to everybody. Has there ever been a... No, I'm like, off the top of your head, has there ever been a dual-threat game manager?
A dual-threat game manager?
I don't believe so.
No.
I mean...
Never, not
so
once.
I think,
it's just
that's a good way to put
so
it.
So I would throw back... It feels like Jalen Hurts
Bobby
might
Douglas.
Be that...
Maybe.
Jalen Hurts is the benefit of one of the greatest offensive lines ever.
And I think that's why he's kind of a game manager, because he feels a lot of the time, I don't turn the football over, we win the game, because his defense is so good.
Talk
and
about
Saquon
offenses
Barkley's so good.
Don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Alex
Smith.
That's a good point. I like that. Jalen Hurts, I think, is probably the closest thing to it. Yeah.
To a dual threat game manager.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
Drake May
got one.
Drake May, Jalen Hurts. Like, let's be real.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
And you know, I rip on Newton a lot, and ever since he started with this weird campaign against Drake May,
which I don't
I thought that was one of his best the formed arguments.
He actually made an argument.
Best articulated argument, and it was still really stupid.
It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it still wasn't very good. But that was the best. Like, he's getting better. He's improving in terms of his presentation.
I don't think he is.
I think he is. I thought that was better than he usually was. But it still wasn't very good.
No. It was not very good. Last piece of audio for you here. The Seattle Seahawks beat the Niners 13-3 yesterday. Before the game, Deomedor Lenore for the San Francisco 49ers like wanted to shadow Jaxon Smith-Njigba. JSN was asked about that after the Seahawks win. Here was JSN.
Moving the ball forward.
Deomedor Lenore said before the game he was hoping to take the count one-on-one. I don't know if you paid attention to that or thought about that coming into the game.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely heard it. You know, it's hard to respond back to all my fans. But you know, I knew that we were going to see him today and take care of business.
Called Deomedor Lenore one of his fans. Thought it was pretty good.
That is pretty good. He's unbelievable. I mean, he's so good.
He's the one, arguably the best receiver in football. I mean, Puka Nacua, who happened to be in the same division.
Yeah, I think Nacua is a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think that he's just a little bit more dynamic, but, I mean, Njigba's outstanding.
He's just open all the time.
Well, yeah. And he adjusts. Like, the adjustments that he makes on the fly, it's like, did your body just know how to do that?
You know what, so fluid.
They're both junkyard dogs, too. They're tough, man. They fight. They scratch, they claw.
And I got to, like, when I was watching tape on JSN before he got drafted, that I would never have dreamed it
crushing,
would come to this.
Crushing tape.
Crushing, you have no idea.
Pre-draft.
I liked him in the draft. This is, like, a whole nother level. He is awesome.
All right, there you go. That is They Said It with Chris Schein here on Football Sunday. Good stuff. As always, as we go to wrap up the regular season here, and for the final time in the regular season, we will talk with our good friend Tommy Curran. Maybe him and I won't yell at each other so much this week. I guess we'll all find out together. And that's coming up next right here on Football Sunday. First, here's Schein with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. Your New England Patriots are welcoming in the Dolphins this afternoon. Kickoff is at 4:25. We had two Saturday games yesterday. The Buccaneers held on to beat the Panthers 16-14. Now they await the result of the Falcons-Saints game to see who wins the NFC South. Then the Seahawks beat the Niners 13-3 to become the winner of the NFC West and the number one seed in the NFC. In the 1 o'clock window, Saints at Falcons, Browns at Bengals, Packers at Vikings, Cowboys at Giants, Titans at Jaguars, and Colts at Texans. In the 4 o'clock window, Jets at Bills, Lions at Bears, Chargers at Broncos, Chiefs at Raiders, Cardinals at Rams, and Commanders at Eagles. On Sunday Night Football, we've got the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers with the AFC North division title on the line. Kickoff for that one is at 8:20, and you can catch the finale of that game, the rest of the action of it, following the Six Rings postgame show right here on WEEI. In non-football news, the Celtics crushed the Clippers 146-115, and Jaylen Brown dropped 50 on the Clippers. They'll welcome in the Bulls to the Garden tomorrow night. The Bruins beat the Canucks 3-2 in overtime last night. They'll continue their West Coast road trip in Seattle on Tuesday. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yeah.com.
617-779-7937 is your phone number here. It's Football Sunday, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here this afternoon on our regular season finale. As I said before, we know we're for sure we'll have one more show at the very least. We'll see how many more after that. In the meantime, let's take a call. What do you say? Jay is in North Carolina. He has some thoughts on the slate of NFL games yesterday, two NFC games, both with playoff implications. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, guys, for taking the call. And before I get into it, I will say the Texans terrify me. Defense wins championships. But before I say that, I wish you folks to have a safe, happy, and productive new year.
You too,
Pat. Well, I think this is going to be a great new year, and I hope you people are enjoying part of it. Anyway, I watched the Buccaneers-Panthers game yesterday, and the guy who had his helmet ripped off, it rolled 30 feet across the pitch there. Not a call. Nobody saw it. And then the Buccaneer guy was racing out, and he brushed against the Panther guy brushed against the Buccaneer defense, and they call pass interference. And it's really regrettable when the referees can determine the outcome of a game. And as I say, what I would like to see is three referees up in the booth that could have the final say for the integrity of the game, because incompetence is not to be tolerated anywhere on this game.
Thank you, Jay, and Happy New Year to you too, sir. I can't believe he was talking about the refs in that game and didn't mention the backwards pass out of bounds thing that never happened. That was the most ridiculous one. But yeah, I thought it was some pretty sketchy officiating in that game too. I think that's been an issue all year. I'm not sure about his solution for it, having three guys up in the booth. They do have the eye in the sky, and they do, you know, go to that a lot. But yeah, I feel like this year in particular was a really bad year for the refs.
Really? I just feel like it's every year. It's the same stuff, no? It doesn't.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like people have been on the refs forever about, hey, you hire them full time. The refereeing has been an issue forever. I think now the gambling's gotten so much bigger that there's more of a focus on it. But I always feel like people have issues with the refs.
Yeah, that OPI call I hated. I know Dan Orlovsky was, like, ripping the refs in the process of it. He's like, there's no foul here. I don't understand. And because it was, like, contact inside of 5 yards. He was just, like, jostling with the corner, and Tet McMillan won because he's bigger and stronger and better, and then they threw a flag, which is kind of dumb. But, yeah, you know, I just – the refs are always stinky. Like, it's so bad. And a lot of times I wish there could be – like my biggest thing is they pick and choose when to use expedited review. Like, if you're going to use it all the time. Don't right. just like pick and mm-hmm. choose when you're going to do it. Either do it or don't. But go one way or another. Don't, like, I'm fine if you want to just like leave it up to the human element. They make the calls. It is what it is. Or if you want to replay everything, but don't be trying like straddle the middle.
I loved instant replay when I played. I just like, can we get it right? Can we get it right? It doesn't slow. And a lot of people have an issue with how long it takes. I think there's built-in drama waiting for the call.
So
I think that makes it even a little bit better. And I just don't think the games are dragging on because of replay. So people that bitch about it because of that, I'm kind of like, dude, relax. It just builds drama to the storylines.
Did you watch any of the ACC games this year where they did the, like, control central?
One time. I could not believe what I was hearing.
Yeah, that, if you're going to have the instant replay. So basically, if you watch any of these games, they show, as they're going through the instant replays, they basically show the communications back and forth about what they're determining.
Yeah.
The head official's under the hood.
And it's fascinating. And so I think if that's the concern of, hey, we can't have the game slowed down by this instant replay again and again. Let people inside
can
to see the conversations that they have back and forth.
Oh, and it's such
super illuminating.
Would be incredible.
Not that the NFL needs help making money, but you know, let's go under the hood with the referee. Brought to you by Meineke, who takes care of your cars or whatever. You know, like something like that.
Can you hear,
Sean? Why can't you do that for us?
I mean,
the hell was that? You just wrote a tagline on air.
Yeah, it's
pretty
easy.
Good.
Yeah, come on,
some people just have the gift. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, is it Don Draper next to me?
Full transparency. That ACC gimmick is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great. That's it. I think you would solve a lot of the. Because here's the thing. I think you, Ted, bringing up the gambling, kind of magnifying these conversations about the refs. Everybody's complaining about the refs when they feel like it's a bad job against their team forever. But there is going to be this other perspective of people actually having money on the games. So that may be, in a nice way, like motivation to improve the reffing even further, maybe hiring them full time. Mm-hmm. But I think then if you add that, even if it's just like an attempt at transparency to make people feel like it's transparent, it's better than what it is right now.
Do you think I could see the problem? I think that and I'd be curious if this ever came up in the ACC games is two referees seeing the call differently. Like, maybe, you know, one sees it one way, just like we all see it differently. What if two officials that are supposed to be ruling on this play see it differently?
That's a catch.
That's fascinating, though.
I remember the replacement refs that one year?
Oh, yeah.
And the one guy's doing a touchdown and the other guy's doing the incomplete. Like, I mean,
that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great picture. While we have a second here before we talk to Kern, in the NFC right now, Seattle, number one seed at 14-3. There can be some movement here today. Tampa and Carolina, despite Carolina winning, that's not settled yet because they have common opponents that have to play. I forget who it is, but they have common opponents to play.
Yeah.
It's the Falcons?
Yeah,
okay.
So if the Falcons win today, then there is a three-way tie for the NFC South.
Right.
And the Carolina Panthers win the tiebreaker. If the Saints win, it's just a two-way tiebreaker between the Bucs and the Panthers, and the Buccaneers would win and go to the playoffs.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Chicago and Philadelphia could flip-flop. There's other ramifications in there as well, and we'll talk about all that a little bit more when we get to the Degenerate Gambling Hour, because right now it is time to welcome in our good friend from NBC Sports Boston, Tom E. Kern, joins us here on Football Sunday. Mr. Kern, how are we doing today?
Good morning. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you too, Tom. Great to talk with you here in 2026. It has been a tumultuous week here, certainly for the Patriots off the field with Steph Diggs and Christian Barmore. Both of those guys will have their days in court, obviously, here coming up. In the meantime, with this last game of the regular season and the postseason coming up, how is this going to affect the team, in your opinion, and the locker room and the culture?
In my experience, when I have coworkers who have outside of work issues, really doesn't impact me that much. I empathize with them. I hope things work out well for them, but I still have my stuff to do. And I really don't think that the industries vary that much. Ted played in the NFL. He had myriad players. I think the first thing I ever remember covering, and it was the first of likely dozens, was Ben Coates dust up in a driveway back in either 1997 or 98. And I don't think it impacted the team. I generally don't think that these things tend to be a distraction. I will add, however, as I say that, that's the football aspect. When something like this occurs, I think we have a tendency to, because these players play for the particular team that we cover or observe, say, well, presume innocence. You also have to presume that something happened, and you don't necessarily have to presume the accuser is a liar. So while it can be intimated that the individual just wanted their money from Steph Diggs, it just seems kind of dubious to think that if that individual wanted their money, they would have gone to the extreme lengths of putting together some story about texting and walking into a room and putting in a headlock. So that's all I have to say on the incident and the ramifications. I just think that sometimes we have a tendency to say, that's BS. No, person's making it up. And that person is a person in the community too. These individuals are brought into the community by the team, and they, generally speaking, are unbelievable assets to our community with all they do. Occasionally, they're detriments. In the extreme case that we saw in 2013, for instance, I'm not saying that Diggs is a detriment because he's done plenty of things. But I think when we look at the whole situation, you have to look at an individual was impacted. Otherwise, they wouldn't have this charge against them. So a little empathy for that situation is important. Thanks for letting me get on my stupid little platform, and I don't think it really impacts teams the way we think, unless it's a tragedy. You know, for instance, I'm babbling here. Holy crap. You know, you can't avoid having what happened in Kansas City 12 years ago, and the name's escaping me. What was that gentleman's name who had the
Javon Belcher. Yeah, Javon Belcher.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
I mean, that's next level. There's no way you're not going to be impacted. But with these things, I just don't think it rises to the same level.
Tom, what was your opinion of how Mike Vrabel handled his press conferences this week, and particularly the first one that he gave after then the allegations against Christian Barmore came out on Wednesday?
Mike said at his opening press conference, the objective of everybody is to protect the team. He actually, if you put the bullet points together of all the things, his goal was that every employee protects the team. And I felt like he was doing that. And that's his job. That's his role. And he does have a tendency to seize on words in people's questions, repeat that word, and decide whether or not he's going to agree or disagree with it. I don't think that he needed to necessarily seize on the word disappointed that Karen Garigian used and said, I'm not disappointed. But it's a tick of his. That's the only aspect of it that I said, you don't want to have I'm not disappointed be the first three words of your press conference after something like this happens. But I think he did well overall, aside from what I said. And I think his entire, I guess, motivation is to protect the team. Protect the team. Let all this stuff work itself out. But I need to protect the team. That's my job.
Tom, focused on today's game, how much Drake May do we see today?
I'm interested to see, too. Just took a big slug of coffee. I'm interested to see, too. And I think when we think about it, Chris, there are other games that are going to be able to kind of dictate the way the Patriots behave, right? Mm-hmm. So if Denver is well ahead, then they have an option, the Patriots, to say, well, we have a lead here. There's no need to play, you know, too much further. We're locked out in with the second seed. But I do think that they want to win the game and ensure the second seed. And I don't think that Miami, we'll be able to tell pretty soon. I mean, they're 5-2. They beat Tampa down there. 5-2 in their last seven. They beat Tampa down there last week. Are they going to be engaged? Or are they going to say, you know what, we made our point. We tried. We're in New England. Our season's done in 6 hours. Let's just go through the motions a bit. So,
does the MVP race weigh into this at all?
You know, I just had a former Patriot who's in the media now ask me the same thing. I don't think so. I mean, I think that they will play as they can. Maybe they'll throw on the goal line a time or two previously, but I don't think so. What would your inclination be? I mean, we've asked the question, and he said that we would try and, if they happen in the course of doing business, guys hit different incentives or bonuses or awards, then we'll go ahead and do that. But I don't know if they'll seek them. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I relatively agree with you. I don't think their game plan will be revolved around it. I think it matters to us way more than it matters to them. Like, if they're up 17 points at half, like, I don't think you see Drake May at all in the second half.
If May throws a couple touchdowns,
I wonder if 17.
Go ahead.
Is 17 enough? Like, yeah. We would have to do the math. I don't think 17 would be enough.
Oh, really?
I think it needs to be 21-ish. He doesn't sit down until they're up 21.
Okay.
Or there's less than 10 minutes left.
Yeah, fair enough. I think also if, you know, he goes out and has a bad first quarter, you know, he goes out and throws like two picks in the first quarter, then they'll allow him to try and get his numbers back up, right? Like, they'll try and say, okay, like, that may have hurt your MVP, but, you know, we need you to go out there and pad your stats a little bit. Like, I think it's as simple as that. I mean, this is a Dolphins team that's resting everybody. You know, everybody's out. So it seems like that would be a easy way to do it without making it too obvious. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Look, I would I would bet on him having a good day. Put it that way.
I like it.
As would I, Tom. I'm gonna hopefully this is the last time you have to answer this question. Well, you got pregame, so you know you have to do it one more time. But we're coming down to the end here. We're gonna find out who the Patriots play, I guess, tonight. And there's really three possible opponents: the Texans, the Chargers, and the Bills. And so, I'm just curious, your thoughts on which opponent you would prefer the Patriots to get in that wild card game, most likely.
Chargers, definitely, right, Teddy?
Yeah.
Chargers, because Bills have a superhero. The Texans have a tremendous defense, and we saw, you know, really last night, too, what a good defense. I mean, Seattle's defense is ridiculous. Those defenses, there's not a lot of them that are that shut down. But Houston's can be, Seattle's can be, Denver's can be. So you want to avoid those teams because I don't think the Patriots are going to say, oh, boy, we're going to hit you from every angle here. We have all that talent. No, they're not. They're going to have a quarterback who does brilliant things and makes the most out of limited opportunities in terms of open players and a great offensive coordinator. But I would stay away from the defense and I would stay away from the superhero. And if I'm an opponent, and I think we might be seeing this a little bit with the Chargers, I might try and angle myself to play against the Patriots with every praising caveat that they could attach to it, saying that the Patriots can be a really good team for a long time and Drake May's excellence, but they don't know what they don't know yet. So we'll take them.
All right, Tom, before we let you go here, it is the end of the regular season, so I'm going to allow you the opportunity to go back and remember your best prediction to start the year and the worst one that you had to start the year. What was what did you nail the most and what were you the most wrong about?
Stephon Diggs would be very good. Would be one. DeMario Douglas will be the hub of the offense. Wrong, 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 wrong. And then I think that one of you idiots made me friggin' do a J.J. McCarthy / Drake. Who would you take now?
Well, after week one, Tom, you might have had a point.
I thought that was Jones and Keith, by the way. I don't think it was anybody.
I'm my heels. I'm like, this is what we do at my station, too. Hey, give me a take. Give me a prediction. Give me a take. Give me a prediction. Okay, here. 6 months later. How about now? Shut up.
Tom, normally I would say never wrong, only early. In that case, though, you might be wrong.
I don't know. He could have a little Darnold in him. You never know.
True.
Yeah, that's possible. I said the Patriots would not win more than six games. So we all have our crosses to bear. Tommy Kern, great stuff as always. And we'll talk to you again soon. You can check out Tom pre, post, and halftime on NBC Sports Boston with the Patriots and the Dolphins today. By the way, you got a score prediction here before we let you go?
Why don't we go with the presumption of hammering and 30 to 13 Patriots.
30 to 13 Patriots. Very good. All right, Mr. Kern, Happy New Year. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. You're always great. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Tommy Kern joining us here on Football Sunday from NBC Sports Boston. You can catch him, of course, before, after, and during the game. And we'll be certainly tuning in for that, as well as Ted Johnson, who will be on with him as well. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. In lieu of Wiggy's Keys, we are going to break down some more of the playoff picture here in the AFC and in the NFC. And that's all coming your way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Right after this. Football Sunday here at WEEI. Christian Arkin, Teddy, Mego, and Shime all with you. We don't have Patriots inactives yet because they play at 4:30. Usually you get them right around this time at 11:30. We have some from across the league if you're interested in knowing about who's playing and who is not playing all around the NFL. And this is... in the 1 o'clock slate, anyway. I mean, there's not a ton of big news here, but you do have Drake London playing, Kyle Pitts is playing, Darnell Mooney is playing, and Trayvon Diggs is playing on his new team with Green Bay there. The inactives today, among them are Aaron Jones, TJ Hawkinson, Nico Collins will be out for the Texans, no Nick Chubb, no Phillip Rivers, which is sad. I want to see old man Rivers out there running around again, and Dontavian Wicks also will not be playing.
I'm so glad we're done with this Rivers thing.
Why?
I was so
I enjoyed it. I thought it was
so
fun.
Dumb. Start the young quarterback and get him some experience. What are we doing?
Was he on the active roster? I'm wondering if he gets a vested season. Like, he gets another... I think you got to be on for three games.
So Boomer told us that he gets, like... I know he gets the NFL insurance now, again, for another 5 years. Because it lasts for 5 years, then it expires. He came back, played three games, and now he gets it for five more years.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay.
I'd come back
just for the insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see Kirk Cousins woke up sick?
But he is planning to play today.
Yes, yes. Okay. Adam Schefter tweeted that. He says that Kirk Cousins woke up ill today, but will play.
I can't believe that they can bounce Tampa Bay from the playoffs by winning without being able to make the playoffs themselves. It's tremendous.
Yeah. Real quick, and I saw them talking about this on ESPN, and this is something I was just kind of curious about. Mike McDaniels, coaching for the Dolphins here, has been on the hot seat basically all year. That team has gotten better as the season's gone on. They had a win over Tampa last week, I want to say, after losing a couple in a row. And maybe that will save his job. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But there are a bunch of rumors now, which are becoming more than rumors. I think there's some smoke to this here, of the coaches that may get fired on Black Monday. McDaniels, one of them. Pete Carroll now. There's a lot of buzz that he's going to be a one and done there in Vegas. Stefanski in Cleveland. Zach Taylor. Jonathan Gannon. Even John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin are guys that are sort of up there right now. And those are teams, one of those two teams is going to be in the playoffs. The Patriots, obviously, are not worried about that. They probably have the coach of the year. But how do we feel about this coaching carousel right now?
I think one coach gets fired.
Just one.
What?
Which one?
Zach Taylor.
No. Jonathan Gannon.
Gannon.
I think Gannon gets canned. I don't think
any
of
the Bengals are cheap.
Yeah, the Bengals are cheap. I think it feels like there is like a handshake deal with Pete. Hey, get us the first overall pick and you get at least one more year. I don't think they'll move on from McDaniel. I think they'll move on from Tua. I also think that the coaching class this year just isn't that good. It's like the one name is Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator for the Chargers. There's no big offensive names to pair with a young quarterback unless you want to really kind of like grab a retread. So my thought is like outside of the Tennessee job that's open already, the Giants job is open already, one more job opens up, and I feel like that's it, because the college coaches, it doesn't feel like are going to come to the NFL at all.
I can think of a college coach who maybe would want to go back to, he would talked once about how beautiful the facilities were in Las Vegas.
It's true. Called it the Taj Mahal.
He did, and he knows somebody over there in the front office.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen at all. I think
you didn't even get me to get let me say who it was. I already know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about Bill Belichick. He's not coming back.
Whoa, how'd you know?
Yeah, shocker, right? No, I just
very
I don't,
subtle.
I don't think the coaching class this year is as desirable.
Jordan in Vegas, though. Think about it.
Awesome.
Jordan in Vegas,
the oldest coach in the NFL to the oldest coach in the NFL. Great transition.
You guys realize the Raiders have hired a new coach every year for the last 4 years.
Oh yeah.
That's
and they're paying them all still.
Unbelievable.
Right? So bad.
Really unbelievable. Is. Did I see somewhere that Mark Davis is building a house to that looks just like the stadium, I believe. Yes.
House that looks like the stadium.
Yes.
That's weird.
I'll show
that's
it to you.
So weird.
Yeah, it's
he's like, if I had money, I'd probably do stuff like that too. You know what I mean? Like I relate to him in that sense. And I think that would be a cool thing to do. I'd be like, yeah. Let's build a house, make it look like the football stadium.
Jordan cool. Living in the Bellagio. Just think about it.
Like Jordan would be running like the Bunny Ranch. she'd like have her own brothel, like the Jordan brothel. Not that she would work at, but like she'd like direct the whole thing.
She's the madame.
She'd be the madame, of course. Yeah, she'd be like the Heidi Fleiss. I just watched that Charlie Sheen documentary. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about.
She
that,
looks yeah. like that would be a perfect role for her.
It
man.
Would be, yeah. I think she'd do great. She would thrive in that role.
She'd be like a fish in water out there in Vegas.
How about Todd Bowles in that Bucks team? No? Anybody?
If they make the playoffs, I don't think they get canned.
Yeah, but if they don't, sure. I mean, you know, if they don't, I think he's definitely one that should
yeah,
be on
I
the hot seat.
Yeah, but I think I also think that they'll talk about the change in offensive coordinators. They've had three different offensive coordinators now in 3 years, and like there was a lot of turnover there. Guys were hurt. They'll make excuses for him. I don't think that they'll can him right away.
Do you actually think Tomlin and Harbaugh are on the bubble?
Tomlin more than Harbaugh, I'd say.
I kind of feel the other way around. I think there's a lot of smoke around Baltimore. And that there probably isn't going to be as much change as people think right now.
Okay. I mean, you might be right about that. I think for Tomlin, I think that they're more tired of him in Pittsburgh than they are with Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Think about if Tomlin was the coach of the Patriots. You haven't been to the playoffs since, 2016? Or you haven't won? No, sorry. No, you went to the playoffs last year.
It'd be like the Red Sox.
You haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Correct.
Can you imagine what we'd be talking about here about the coach for seeing the... I mean, okay, yeah, they made the playoffs last year. They got spanked. They haven't won a playoff game in over 10 years.
They haven't given him a legitimate quarterback in, 10 years.
Well, they can't get a quarterback because they can't get in the draft.
True. Fair point.
Yeah. I
mean, they're caught in a catch-22.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, but
because they're a middling team, right?
They can't
get in the high.
They can't draft
a
quarterback.
Why can't you get a guy like Sam Darnold in here?
Well, they got Aaron Rodgers. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. Or trade up, as Arcane pointed out.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
Both of those are reasonable options.
I think the biggest mystery here is Kevin Stefanski because he's been the coach for 6 years. They've had two winning seasons, and I think he was coach of the year both of those seasons.
Correct.
Which is weird. I mean, that is a very
weird
tenure,
I'd say. Is it that
weird?
We all know
I'd
what the ownership group decided to do, and they just that ownership group is so bad. I don't think they're going to fire him.
Bad. Well, no, it's weird in the sense of, what do you do going forward now with this guy? And, you know, would he even want to? Does Stefanski want to still be in Cleveland?
But, you know, the way you said ownership group is so bad, I think that's why we have such bad head coaches.
Yeah.
Is because 100%. Owners don't know what they're doing. They have no clue. They trust the wrong people. They don't know football. And so they put their trust and faith in people that don't know football either.
So
they hire bad coaches.
It's interesting you bring that up because Troy Aikman got hired as a special advisor for the Miami Dolphins in their GM search. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? Because to me, it doesn't make sense. Troy Aikman has forgotten more than I will ever know about football. I don't argue that fact at all. But he also has never picked a coach or a GM before. He's never scouted talent.
Yeah.
Like he's broken down the game. I get it. And he knows offense. He was a quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But like he has never done any of those things.
I hear you, Chris. The only thing I would think of is that he's got a big Rolodex of people. Like people
that
tell him
sense.
Information.
That's
they
fair.
Tell you who they like. They tell you who's the up and comer. They tell you who's got talent when it comes to the coaching, in the coaching ranks. So to me, that's a very valuable person
that
is someone that talks to a lot of people in the league. I could see that being a feather in your cap if you're the Dolphins.
I can't take credit for this because I heard Boomer say it, but Dan Marino's probably sitting somewhere what the hell, guys?
Well,
come on.
Dan's, I don't know how hard Dan's working. Yeah, he likes to have his fun, you know.
Hey, who doesn't?
It's true.
He's not, he just goes and
what's he up to now?
Glad hands. That's all he does is glad hands at the games.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all he does.
He's
a figurehead for the Dolphins. He doesn't really do anything. I don't think he watches football ever.
Really?
That's my guess.
Just doesn't care about it anymore.
No.
I like the idea that Troy Aikman will say that he's helping in the search, and then at the end, very end, he's like, the best candidate is me. And he just puts himself up for the job.
I've done the legwork here. Is he takes shots right at the Dallas Cowboys. He has no problem.
Sure.
Taking shots at his team and calling them out. Like, you know, do you think Jared would get Troy under his umbrella? But guess not.
And we don't think that McDaniel's getting fired. We don't think Mike McDaniel's getting fired.
I think he might.
No?
No.
Why? Just because two is gone?
No. Why wouldn't you have already fired him?
I don't know.
Just ride out the season with the coach? What's the point? Like, to me, it's I think they like McDaniel. I think they like what he brings. I think they like his ability to craft offense. Because
ownership likes him, or the team, the players like him?
The ownership likes him.
I don't think the players like him anymore.
They
used to.
They kind of played for him in the second half of the year, did they not? Like, yeah. they went on a 5-game win streak at one point. I don't think you can say that the players don't like him. I think Tua doesn't like him. But that's because Tua is going to be the odd man out. And I don't know if they go sign Malik Willis in the offseason and he's throwing cannons to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle next year, I think people are going to be all right. Like, I think Miami's going to be fine with that.
Yeah, they won, you know, 4 games in a row there. Yeah, they did. You're right. They did. They beat the Bills, the Commanders, the Saints, and the Jets.
After they were already eliminated from playoff contention.
But not technically. It was weird. It was like right after the Chris Greer firing, the general manager for the Dolphins, they kind of went on a little run. So, and I think Mike McDaniel stopped babbling in his post-game press conference.
And I think a lot of the issues Miami has had has been the personnel issues. Like, the GM has not drafted well. He's not signed the, like, right free agents. They got this really fast team and then just like, yeah, we don't need an offensive line. We're so fast. Right. And just forgot about offensive line and defense. And so I don't think that it's necessarily all the head coach's fault. I think, and I also look at it as, I don't think Chris Greer is going to have another GM job anytime soon.
No way.
If Mike McDaniel gets fired, he'd have a job pretty quick.
He'd have a coordinator job, I think. You think he'd be a head coach again?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, he's going to be coaching the Dolphins today in New England, Patriots and Dolphins, 4:25 kickoff time. The show's flying by. As we move into the 12 o'clock hour that's coming up next, we'll reset on the top stories of the morning. We got the top TED list coming up, and we have the degenerate gambling hour at the end of the show like we always do. Don't go anywhere. Final hour of Football Sunday coming your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.